B-Pod Studios.
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Well, John Wallach, after nightmares of being Dale Arnolded over and over again over at WEEI, when he would say there was breaking sports news and then Dale Arnold would steal it and then roll with it, he said, not this time, Rich, certainly, but you know, good for him. I don't mind that at all.
No, if you were Dale, now you said we have breaking news and we'll get to it. If you were Dale, you would have said what the breaking news was 15 seconds before the update.
Well, John, that's because I'm not a dick.
I know that. I appreciate that.
I don't mind you saying it.
I know. So, but now it's for just saying you're not a dick.
What's that? Well, no. See, by saying I'm not a dick, I was calling Dale Arnold a dick. So, you know, it's a contrast.
I know. I kind of cracked the code there. Yeah.
There you go.
He's a very talented broadcaster.
Yes, I like Dale Arnold. He seems like an okay guy. John hates him.
Oh, yeah,
like
he's the greatest.
The passion of a thousand suns, he hates him. All right,
I hear nothing but good things about him. All right, go ahead.
Okay, so it's officially official, and we talked about how it was more than likely going to happen this morning, but now it is. The Washington Redskins are no more. They released this press release just minutes ago saying, on July 3rd, we announced the commencement of a thorough review of the team's name. That review has begun in earnest. As part of this process, we want to keep our sponsors, fans, and community apprised of our thinking as we go forward. Today, we are announcing we will be retiring the Redskins name and logo upon completion of this review. Dan Snyder and Coach Rivera are working closely to develop a new name. Well, Coach Rivera gets quite an honor there.
Yeah, I don't think he's in on that.
They said it in the press release.
What,
it,
by the way, that makes no sense. He's going to be there, what, 2-3 years before he gets fired like everybody else?
I mean, they should be the Washington Riveras.
There you go.
Why not? Go for it. Yeah. He said he'll develop a new sign or a new name and design approach that will enhance the standing of our proud tradition, rich franchise, and inspire our sponsors, fans, and community for the next 100 years. So, officially done.
Yeah, The Onion, thank you to Mike and Dan, have put out a tweet that says, Washington Redskins changed their name to the D.C. Redskins.
Yes.
So they have that. All right, we were talking about the Woj man getting suspended for telling a center to F off, and he got suspended for 2 weeks. Nick, go ahead on line one.
Hey, guys, I just wanted to say that if you do something, your consequences, it's a reflection on your company. So the consequences can be anything. So if you say F you to someone, it makes ESPN look bad. You don't own ESPN.
Why is that? Why does it make them look bad?
Because it shows that their reporter clearly doesn't have a whole lot of respect for the person that he's talking to, and he just tells him to F off, and it makes ESPN look bad. They can do whatever they want to him. It's not like he's an independent contractor.
I mean, they could do whatever they want, but I don't see how it's telling a senator to F off is something that would hurt the brand.
It just makes them look bad. You're telling a very, I'd say, an important person in our country to F off. In my opinion, it just doesn't look good.
But what kind of baby like puts that out for the public to see when it was a private email?
Well, that's another thing. I mean, exposing someone else's email or whatever it was is obviously wrong, and I think that person should be, you know, given some consequences as well, because you can't be like giving out private information because it's not yours. So, like, I agree with you there.
Here. That's the thing, Nick, is that we're all adults here. And, like, if somebody tells me to F off, it's like, all right, fine. You're a grown man. As Fred was saying, it's not a death threat or it's not something that's, you know, wildly irresponsible or you're not, like, endangering anybody. Just saying F you. Everyone's got the right to say that. I just thought that was such a really cruddy thing to do, to say, all right, I'm going to show the world this private email. He didn't, like, tweet him. He emailed him. So
I'll tell you this, is if you see Woj's name in your inbox, you are taking a special, you know that someone special is coming at you. Kyle, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm 100% Team Woj on this, but it wasn't a private email. He used his ESPN account to send that. Yeah. I don't think he was wrong to do that. But I can understand why ESPN wouldn't love that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's nice to tell people to F off occasionally. It's nice to, you know, let them know you hate them. I mean, what kind of world are we in where you can't tell someone you hate them via email? So, yes, the Redskins are changing their name after very little. They didn't put up much of a fight, only decades long. And they are going to change their name, which is going to turn the world upside down now that they're not the Redskins anymore.
Well, there's a rumor out this morning. Not a rumor. We had, what's his name, Smoot, come out, and he was saying that, you know, he's the next player on the Redskins.
Fred Smoot.
Yeah, Fred Smoot, saying that he was going to have, or that, like, according to polls or something, that Red Wolves was the leader. That's a pretty cool name. I don't have a problem with that. But because of all of this, you had the Indians coming out saying that they were exploring changing their name, but two teams that have said, we're not changing our name, are both the Braves and the Blackhawks. As a matter of fact, the Braves sent an email out, I think, to all of their season ticket holders saying that they are discussing getting rid of the tomahawk chop, but the actual Braves, they've had discussions with Native American leaders and all of this stuff. So,
can the Redskins keep the logo?
No,
that's gone.
No.
Why?
They got to get rid of it. They already said they're getting rid of it.
Colors, yes. Redskin, the Indian logo is gone.
Okay, because if it's a non-offensive term for Native Americans, you couldn't keep the logo.
Two reasons. Number one, it's because Native Americans complained about it. Like, they don't want it. Like, they don't want them to be mascot. Number two, doesn't it encourage people in the stands to dress like the mascot? Which is embarrassing.
Really
now.
Cool guys that go out and get headdresses and walk around.
Right. So, you know, it's like one of those things where it just changes.
Like, if your dad, and I'm sorry, Rich, that your dad has passed away, but just let's go back. But could you imagine if, like, your dad, like, it's been a while since you hung out with him, and he's like, let's go to a game, and you're like, all right. And he comes with, like, full war paint and a dress on.
I'd be like, all right. First, I'd be like, Dad, I'm glad you're alive.
And well, then I'd be exactly like,
let's not
surprise.
Go to a game. Let's say all the things we never got to say each other before you died.
Exactly. You were obviously in some ancient burial ground.
I would be like, wow, is this the pet cemetery? Are you like an evil dad?
I just think that's so funny. For the people go, and then there were like the Chief Wahoo was not good, and then there were people in like Cleveland that were just going face to face with actual Native Americans because they were, but they were wearing headdresses, and it's hard to take someone. And I'm talking about the white people were wearing headdresses, which it's hard to take someone seriously while they're sitting there dressed up for the big game, wearing a headdress that they're going to have to keep on for the next 3.5 hours. That would seem to get rather grueling after a while. Just dress up as Zorro. All you need is a mask and a hat. You know?
I don't think you can do that either. Maybe that's like insulting to Italians now. I'm not sure. Like, isn't Zorro Italian?
Oh, you can dress as Zorro. Zorro's always on the table. You can dress like Zorro.
Zorro's always on the table. Same bag. Yeah, Zorro's always on the table.
You can't take Zorro away. Then we might as well be living in communist Russia.
Right.
I mean, if you can't wear a Zorro costume. Why are we under the assumption that he's Italian?
I think Zorro is. Zorro's Spanish.
No.
Spanish, not
Zorro
Italian.
Zorro's Spanish.
Yes,
oh,
Spanish,
well, Rich,
right.
I mean, Rich, in this, what do you want? Rich, now you're big cancel culture. You don't even know what you want to cancel.
I don't. Am I angry at Zorro? I don't know. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah.
You know? Just put on a white hat. You're the Lone Ranger then. It's the same mask, right?
Why do I have to be the Lone Ranger? Had a Native American sidekick, so I think I'm...
Or Fred, put on like a jail uniform and you're the Hamburglar. I think it's the same.
No.
The Washington Hamburglars.
You got to. Well, that. See, now we're talking. Because we were going to do a bit about, like, it would be funny if they had spinoffs. And there should just be one called, based on facts of life, called The Washington Natalies. And you just have the picture of Natalie. Who was the fat one on the Facts of Life? And she's got her palms in the air. The Washington Natalies.
So your idea was that you wanted to name the Washington new mascot a name after a side character from some sort of television show?
On Facts of Life. You know who Natalie was.
I'm trying to get the concept together as how you arrived at the Washington.
Thank you, Rich. I was just asking that.
I'll tell you how.
Because I'd go Tootie.
No, Tootie was too popular. With Natalie, you just wear an oversized sweatsuit.
Right.
Like made of that, a cotton sweatsuit. Sure. And then you, put some flour on you. And then you just have the Washington Natalies.
I don't even know.
Where do we go from here?
I don't think it's a bad idea.
I mean, are you talking about just, forgettable TV side characters?
Actually, that was going to be a draft we were going to do before we get canceled, but yes.
No, but I'm talking about, that you would name DC, the Washington blanks.
The
Washington Arvids. How about that? From Head of the Class. They all look like John Wall.
Hey! Hey.
Oh, yeah, I was just suggested the Big Ragu.
Yeah.
The Squiggies.
The Washington Squiggies is a good one.
I like the Natalies.
What was the name of the little chunky
the
kid on the Cosby Show who used to come over?
Oh, he didn't talk.
That was Peter, right?
I think that was Peter.
Okay, well, Peter,
he didn't talk.
Shout out to Cheers. We'll call him the Washington Clavins. Be perfect.
No, too popular a show.
Yeah, sorry.
Way too popular character, too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, not as popular as Frasier, but I'll tell you this.
what was the name of the dad in Alf?
How about TC from Magnum P.I.?
Oh, yeah. And that had team colors built right into it, too.
Yeah.
Just used the colors from the chopper.
Which one was TC? Was he the chopper guy?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he was a chopper guy that one time killed a bird that was attacking.
This is great. The parrot.
Yeah.
The parrot episode.
Yeah. The Ralph Mouths. And on the other side, it would be like, I still got it.
How about the Washington Meatheads? Wasn't that Archie Bunker? No.
Shout out Rob Reiner.
No, that's nice right. It's the Natalies. I mean, come on. That's what we're going with.
I think you've hit upon something, Fred.
I do. I think that that's what they should do.
the Washington Balkies. The Washington Wheezies. We're getting all these.
No, Balky's too popular. Can't do Balky.
Yeah, if I could just find what I'm looking for here, I could tell you right now what I want to do is another name of someone that you could put on the helmet is the Jonathan Bowers. The kid, the boy from Who's the Boss?
Oh, okay. Danny Pintaro? The Washington Pintaros.
Yeah.
The Fighting Pintaros.
He might have had five lines in the history of that series. They kept him on the show, but they wrote him out of that show. Lickety split. They realized, eesh, this kid sucks. All right. Well, I'm going with the Natalies. Someone make a helmet and show me what it would look like. All right. We will be right back.
Toucher and Rich.
Final decision to make on Monday at 5 o'clock. At this point in time, everybody's aware that Stephen Kanfer has opted out for really obvious reasons, which we're in full support of. At this point in time, we haven't heard from anybody else.
You had Don Sweeney talking there. It looks like hockey's ready to go. It would appear that they would play. As I've predicted all along, throughout all of the haters and the doubters taking shots at yours truly.
You mean Rich?
Hockey.
I was a doubter.
All right.
And,
so
you know what, Fred?
So
they have gone from my biggest doubter. What's that?
No. Go ahead.
Hello?
You're apologizing.
Oh, yeah. What I was saying is that, yes,
apologize.
You're
go
exactly
ahead.
Right. I went from having the biggest amount of doubt about the NHL just because they had dragged their feet and they hadn't really put out a real plan to now thinking that they are in easily the best spot to finish out the season. I mean, there's real doubt with all of the other different leagues. But the NHL, and for two different reasons, three different reasons, I think that they have the best shot. Number one, it seems to be the league as of right now that has the most players buying in, which is great. We know why some are not, but it seems for one reason or the other, the NHL seems to have this, everyone seems to be on board. The other thing is that it's in Canada, which is huge, because when their original plan was that one of the hub cities was going to be in Las Vegas, that was bad news. And I think everybody looked at that kind of the way that we look at anything going on in Florida right now, like including the NBA bubble, whereas it looked like a good idea. And now you're thinking, I wonder how they're going to be able to keep this out. But being in Canada, where they've done a really good job suppressing everything, that's awesome. You keep everyone north of the border, and hopefully there's less chance that these guys get sick. And the third reason is, it seems like at least the Blue Jays, there is this thought process of, in Canada, we are going to make it painful if you end up screwing this up. Like with the Blue Jays, there was a story that came out that if you were to escape this bubble that the players are in right now. Now, unlike the Red Sox, the Blue Jays are living in a hotel that is attached to the actual field that they play in.
Rogers Center.
The Rogers Center. So that's an actual bubble. Like if you never leave where you're with your teams, you're in the hotel and you're in there. And if you do, according to TSN, this isn't some rumor, TSN said this, that they are saying that you could be fined up to $750,000. And then, of course, only something that Canada could do, jail time. Yes, jail time for leaving a bubble. I don't know what law you broke, but once again, it's Canada. It's not America that's doing that. So that seems obviously unbelievably extreme. But if that's the attitude of... And illegal, but once again, it's Canada. I don't know what their laws are. It does seem crazy, but once again, TSN's reporting this. But if that's the attitude that Canadians have about keeping these guys safe and to keep the players from getting infected, I'm all in, because that's going to – that just – having that kind of mindset, as crazy as it is what made Bundesliga Germany work. They were really tough on anyone that left the bubble, and they were able to finish their league with, I think, only a couple infections at the very beginning of the season, and for, I believe, almost an entire month, zero infections. And they were in a better spot than America is, but maybe similar to what Canada is now. So
they're
NHL, but we are really all American inside.
It's North America. They get very offended when you say America when referring to the United States,
because
they're
taking
Americans
ownership
too.
Of the entire thing. That is correct.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So United States of Americans, I guess.
United States of you would say the United States of America. That's that's fair.
Yeah. So that's great news. And now you actually have an August that looks insane, because you have your first Bruins game on August 2nd. It's the first of the three bubble games they've got. On the 5th, they got the Lightning. And on the 8th, you've got the Washington Capitals. And then the schedule just looks phenomenal after that. I believe just a couple days later, you have the first round playoffs. And I think it all ends near the end of September. The Stanley Cup final. The only problem the Bruins have right now is that you've got several players that are from overseas, aren't even here. You'll have to quarantine. Our self-quarantine rules. One of them, he is not with the team. Andre Kosh, Brett, I know you love his name and how it's spelled. Joachim Nordstrom is not as well. Uro Vainen.
Nope.
Right now, and think that. Yeah. What's that?
Rich, you're kind of fading in and out.
Oh. Better now?
Yeah, we need you to have a hook up again, I think.
How's that? Am I out?
No, you're in.
Okay, good.
All right,
very good. Nice.
How about Wilson? The Washington Wilson Wilsons from
from behind the fence.
Yes. By the way, I'm looking at a picture of him, not an attractive man.
Oh, Wilson?
Yeah, not an attractive man. Very disturbing looking. You can tell why that they hit him.
How about the DC Cabbies? The logo can be Mr. T.
Oh, God.
I saw that movie in the theater.
Did you really?
Oh yeah.
God.
Because I was obsessed with Mr. T.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, everyone was.
Sure.
How about just the DC Blanches?
I don't know. I'm getting a lot of logos tweeted to me about the D.C. Natalies. I think you may have something here.
Yeah, I think I like the D.C. Natalies.
A lot of logos. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Washington Natalies.
Sorry. Washington Natalies. Yes.
It's brought to you by Edna's Edibles. Which was located in what area?
I don't know.
I think it was Schenectady.
Schenectady? Really?
Yeah. No. What's the New York state town with a P? It's like upstate.
Okay. Potsdam?
Poughkeepsie.
They were in Poughkeepsie. That's downstate. That's towards New York. That's not upstate. Is it?
Well, they didn't really venture in too much.
Okay. Okay.
You know, they didn't really go into the city.
The Boners to Bones.
Yeah. That's the winner. I like that one.
The Washington Boners.
I can just see Ron Rivera now saying, that's a great idea, Daniel. The Washington Boners.
It could be the Washington Tina Yuthers.
What was her character name?
I just thought of it today, too.
I don't know. I'll have to look it up. I have no idea.
There was a very important band
called the Teeny Others Experience. They were a punk band. I always thought it was a great name.
It was, but I mean, then they probably got sued by Teeny Others. Teeny Others, I think they made a joke about how she was just pointless on the show. The Washington Sixes.
Yep.
I'm going Natalie. Has anyone photoshopped anything?
Oh, yeah.
Tons. I've retweeted a bunch of them. Yes.
Okay. I would like to see the Washington Natalies. And then every time they score, it's a toilet flushing.
Teeny Others, Jennifer Keaton, apparently.
Oh, my God. You could have given me 6 months and I wouldn't have gotten that right.
Yeah.
Could you just imagine? Mrs. What was Edna's last name? I forget. I'm losing my mind.
I don't think you're losing your mind. You only came up with the Washington Natalies from Facts of Life as the new team name. I think that's perfectly normal.
Yeah, and that's what it should be. She should be like, Edna. Hey, Joe, you're not so tough. You got a heart under there. All right, Rich, what's coming up in the stack-a-roo?
All right. Last night we had a famous athlete give us one of the best Family Feud answers of all time. On top of that, the absolute worst band to play a concert in front of a crowd of people wearing no masks did it yesterday.
What do they got to lose, Rich? What do they got to lose? All right, we'll be right back.
98.5, the Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
Sports Hub or Toucher and Rich. Go ahead, Wallace.
Well, Fred, I'm glad you tossed it to me because it gives me a chance to tell you that the stack is brought to us by Window Nation. It's Window Nation's buy two, get two free sale. No down payment, no payments. It's 0% financing for 12 full months. Check them out at windownation.com.
All right, Rich, what is going on?
Well, the Family Feud, Fred, is a game show that's still on, and there are some fantastic videos of Steve Harvey out there. Have I sent you the one that was done, the I Don't Want to Do This Anymore one, where they put the really sad music, tragic music behind it as contestants say gross things and it looks like he just wants to die. Have you seen that before?
I have not.
I will have to tweet it out because it's one of the best internet videos out there. They make it basically that his life, that he's trapped forever inside a Bad Family Feud episode and that he just wants to end it all. Last night, Bruce Smith, of course, they had a bunch of NFL greats on the old Family Feud. And sometimes when time is money and the clock is counting down, you end up blurting out things that maybe you didn't mean. And here is Bruce Smith with an all-timer answer last night of the Family Feud.
All right, Bruce, let's go. If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a tape. What the f*** he say?
Right. Took Steve Harvey
with penis hands. That's right.
That was actually the name of a porn.
I know. That's a famous one, as a matter of fact. Edward Penis Hands.
It's disgusting. Oh. It's like the grossest thing ever.
Oh.
It's no bueno. So, yes, you said, why wouldn't they take hammer? Because that had been said before.
Yeah, this is obviously fast money, right? This wasn't during the main show. Yeah.
No, it's at the end. So he had to quickly do it, and he's reading down, and it took him a second. And now Steve Harvey's getting a bunch of crap for saying the F-bomb, even though it was beeped out on television.
Well, I mean, the kids can still discover what it was and know that if – because what kid is not influenced in many ways by Steve Harvey and his behavior. If he swears, next thing you know, they're swearing, and the next thing you know, they're on Skid Row.
All right, Bruce, let's go. If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a tape. What the f*** he say?
I'm glad they actually kept that in. My goodness, with all the complaints they're going to get for the F-bomb being dropped after a beep was
out. I don't even like the penis either. I don't like hearing about that. Just because almost half the country has one doesn't mean that it needs to be talked about in public company.
Not a fan of
like
that
those
word.
Vagina monologues. How am I going to explain to my kid what a vagina is?
Remember when they changed to the hoo-ha monologues? So the kids would not get disturbed?
I do not remember that. But they did call
they
the
changed hoo-ha? It to the hoo-ha monologues. Yes, hoo-ha. They had to change the sign so kids would not be upset.
Because wouldn't you rather have your kids know the medical term for it than hoo-ha?
I would think so. That would make a little more sense.
Well, listen, this world is going nuts. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's time for the Washington Natalies to come out and make us all feel good again.
The boners to bones. The Natalie's the boners to bones. I'm good with both of them. The Natalie's logo on the side of the helmet that's been Photoshopped, that's what makes the Washington Natalie's, to be quite honest.
Yeah. I mean, and the one I saw, they're choosing her from the prep school. But you could take a picture from Edna's Edibles. I mean, you can do whatever you want. It's just, you know, you do what you need to do. All right, what else is going on, Rich?
This was some kind of weird, shocking news this morning. Kelly Preston died overnight. She there was a post put out by John Travolta, who was married to her for years, and she had been fighting breast cancer for 2 years, kind of on the down low. Nobody really knew about it. They didn't make it public, but she has passed away. So no longer around, unfortunately. That is a sad story.
The movie Mischief?
Yes.
Yep.
That was surprisingly risque. I saw Mischief not too long ago. Mm-hmm. I think I took a trip down memory lane.
First movie I ever saw her in was Christine, the movie about the haunted car that Stephen King made. She was in that.
She shows her boobies in the wonderful movie Mischief. Was she in Roadhouse? No.
No.
A doppelganger was.
That's Kelly Lynch. Do not call her a doppelganger. Kelly Lynch was a completely different woman, completely different look
than
Kelly Preston.
Yeah, good-looking blonde. Yeah, it's different.
Something happened with her. Like, so in the early '80s, she was in a bunch of movies like Mischief, like Secret Admirer, and you know, Christine and stuff like that. And then she went away for a while, and then all of a sudden, she got an amazing agent and was in Jerry Maguire, and that launched her back into a bunch of films.
Jerry Maguire, is she the one that beats up Tom Cruise at the beginning?
Yes, she's her boyfriend. Okay. Yeah, they're married. And she leaves him.
I think becoming a Scientologist didn't hurt anything either in terms of her career.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that didn't hurt a thing.
Yeah,
I would give a lot of credit to Scientology. I would give more to that than to her agent. But she was in it. She was in it. Her and John Travolta.
If I ever became an actor, I think I would want to make one halfway decent movie that they held on until I died to release, so that way my final film wouldn't be something disastrous, because I'm looking, unfortunately, at her IMDb, and the last film that she was in her husband's passion project, the movie Gotti, where he played the mob boss Gotti, which I think is a solid zero on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, they just don't get it. I mean, they're probably unfamiliar with the story of John Gotti.
That might be the case. That might be it.
Went over their head.
Well, if you think that the NFL hasn't figured out how to stop this crazy coronavirus, you're wrong, because they came out with the rules saying no jersey exchanges in 2020. That's right. You can tackle a guy on field, sweat on him, fart on him, lick his face in the middle of a pile, break his bones, but don't you dare, after the game, hand him your jersey. That is a no-no. So there you go. Part of the league's rules right there. Also, coaches and players who aren't likely to appear in the game are strongly encouraged but required to wear masks on the sidelines. I understand that. But now you also have that players are required to spend the night before games at the team hotel, even if they're playing in their home stadium. That's another thing they're going to be doing. So you'd rather be in the hotel than actually at home instead, even when you're here playing at Foxborough. Very, very strange. Very odd. The unopened copy of Super Mario Brothers has been sold for a record amount. We're talking about the Nintendo game, Super Mario Brothers. The only difference between this one and the one that you probably have at home was that there was a very small pressing where there's actually, instead of a piece of plastic that hangs it on the hook, it's a piece of cardboard.
Ooh.
Take a guess how much that got sold for.
$80,000.
$114,000.
I mean, it's worth every penny. I mean, if it has a paper hanger. Does anyone, I have a Cal Ripken rookie staring at me right now. Ken Griffey Jr. is an Al Toon.
Which one doesn't belong of those three?
I got a Yadier Molina rookie card. I got a rookie card by Alvin Kamara that's signed. I got Ozzie Smith rookie card. I mean, if I only would have invested in these video games. What was the video game that was like it was like the first one for Nintendo that goes for like $1 billion? Something games, like,
oh,
it's like an Olympic game.
It wasn't made here. Yeah, it's like it was only made overseas, and yeah, it's something about the Olympic Games or Winter Games or something like that. You're right.
Yeah, that's worth like $1 million or something ridiculous.
Real quick, Fred. So how many baseball cards did you buy during the quarantine?
Not a lot. I bought I paid a lot of money and I didn't know what I was going to get. And I got a, kid named Gavin Lux from the Dodgers organization signed card.
Okay.
But I'm told that he, is a big prospect.
One of the best in the game. Yeah.
Hold on to your hat. But during the quarantine, I've only bought that one card.
Because I read an article, I think it was John Tomasi who wrote it this weekend, and he was talking about how during the quarantine, something that kind of kept him from going insane is that he would go online and buy a bunch of old baseball cards. And I guess that he did some research into it, and there's a ridiculous amount of people who did the same thing. During baseball card sales, like old baseball card sales, were through the roof over the last 4 months. because people just needed something that reminded them of happier times.
Simpler time.
I get that. Yeah,
it's true. So this is kind of it's an interesting article because I don't know how he thought to look into it, but I guess he had been speaking to someone and they're like, yeah, I did the same deal. And then when he started interviewing people, all these companies who sell like old school tops and, you know, like Upper Deck, they're all like, yeah, dude, our business has been killing it because there's so many people who just need something to make them happy over the last couple
of months. Did he lie in the article?
He did not wear a mask or a wig or whatever it was that they said that he had. I'm not quite sure if he did that. So,
did he lie about Spygate? Get the story wrong?
No, not in this one. Maybe he made it up. I'm not quite sure.
He probably did. But,
so if there was one band that didn't need to be doing something that might endanger people again, it would be this one. So this band apparently played in Dickinson, North Carolina this past Thursday. Outdoors in front of a bunch of people. It looks like there were several hundred. It was at the First on First concert series, which flaunts the fact that it has no safety restrictions amid, of course, a coronavirus pandemic. The band, Great White. I think that you would think they'd learn their lesson by now, but putting people in danger when
if
you play.
If you're Great White and you can get a few hundred people to see your band, I'm doing it every day of the week. This is my last chance ever, if I'm Great White, to get a couple hundred people to come out and see me. And if I'm Great White, I mean, you got to figure that they're in really good shape. Jack Russell seems like he's lived a pretty clean life. But if I'm Great White, I'm just doing it. I'm just saying, you know what? When else am I going to be able to do this again?
If I make like $400 or whatever it was that they were paid for it.
I would imagine they got, you know, a cut of the door. You know, yeah. They probably made a couple grand. Then I went out and bought some modeling glue. Had a night of it.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm Great White, what else am I going to do? I mean, this is the only way I can get fans is play for some hick town that, you know, doesn't want to wear masks or anything like that.
Well, Vanilla Ice almost did that, remember? So Vanilla Ice was going to be playing this show outside of Austin, Texas, in front of like, it was like, I think 3,000 people or something like that. And like until 2 days beforehand, after it finally got picked up by the press that Vanilla Ice was going to do that, all of a sudden Vanilla Ice makes a video and goes, "Nah, man, I'm not going to play this show. I'd put the fans in danger. I would never want to do that." I was like, all right, well, I'm sure that you were just completely planning on doing that before there was any sort of backlash whatsoever.
Right.
You're just going to be like, yeah, man, why would I turn down this gig? Although Vanilla Ice, I think, has done pretty well for himself, hasn't he? Hasn't he? Like,
we had this big conversation about what were you here when... I mean, you know, he rides the Sea-Doos. I mean, he's in profession. Were you here when we talked about how much money he made? Oh, it was me and Hardy.
Okay.
So he used to race jet skis. And, I mean, guess how much first prize is?
I don't know. I don't know.
800 buckaroonies.
But I think made his money from flipping houses.
Tell it to the judge. I mean, how's he going to get the capital to buy the houses? And people looked up how much he's made, and I don't believe any of it. Because there's no way he got any publishing on his songs, considering Suge Knight held him by the ankles and got the publishing from by threatening to drop him off a high floor. I would imagine he's peed away all the touring that he did. So, I mean, you got to remember, this is 3 decades ago that he had all that success. I don't think he managed things very well, but he does have a show where he flips houses. But I don't trust anything that they put on the internet about his net worth.
Yeah, because they're saying it's like $18 million that he's worth.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right.
His house is worth $4.8 million. Like, if you like looked at, you know, Zillow or something to where he lived, it's worth $4.8 million.
Well, good for him. I mean, that's what I want to have all my money in, one house. Just chuck it all into one house.
Vanilla Ice and That's My Boy. He was actually pretty funny in that movie.
He was in That's My Boy. And he was in the new movie with David Spade, which is actually funny.
I heard that was good, yeah.
Yes, it's actually surprisingly funny for a Happy Madison production. Strangely funny. I would like to watch That's My Boy.
Oh, That's My Boy's great. I heard that the new Andy Samberg movie's pretty good, too. Palm Springs. Dude, Hot Rod was great. Hot Rod, I don't care who you are. Like, even if you don't like Andy Samberg, Hot Rod was legitimately a funny
Hot Rod,
movie.
Though, was written by Pam Brady, who's very talented, who did stuff for South Park.
Oh, yeah.
The Lonely Island guys annoy me. Like, I just... Remember everyone said watch the Canseco and Maguire thing that they did?
I thought there were parts of that were really funny. Like, the whole thing, but I thought there were parts that were great.
I thought it was boring. Like, really boring. And I wish they would stop rapping. Like, just remember when we had them on, and I'm like, why don't you guys just rap for real? You obviously want to. You're couching it in comedy. Just rap. And then I did a little rap for them. Hey there, y'all. We're the Lonely Island. And you know, when I'm traveling, I'm going on a flying.
Is that what it sounds like? See, I thought that it was fairly clever. Hot Rod, though, is one of those that's like, there's no way you're not laughing at that movie. And I heard that Popstar was good, too. The one...
absolutely atrocious.
Okay, because I know people who don't like Andy Samberg who was like, nah, but that movie's really funny. Well, Never Stop Stopping, if it wasn't good?
He did Kathy on a Weekend Update, which I... By the way, Colin Jost coming up with a... or Jost coming out with an autobiography. On Tuesday. That's something you got to snatch up right away.
How I Dated Scarlett Johansson?
He doesn't touch on that. He says that his private life is private.
Well, that makes for a great seller then.
I mean, he's selling books, baby.
Wow.
I mean, all the way from Staten Island to Harvard to the Harvard Lampoon to Saturday Night Live. It's a story that's never been told before.
Sign me up. When does this bad boy go on sale?
I mean, I'll tell you what. I mean, how many guys have gone from the Harvard Lampoon into Saturday Night Live? Like,
about 1,000. Maybe 2,000. Yeah.
Or getting a writing job on The Simpsons, which is even more rare.
Right. Leave all the Scarlett Johansson stuff out.
Yeah,
we want to leave that out. We don't want to find out about that.
It's called I Did What a Lot of Other People Did. All right. Well, Rich, enjoy your next couple days off.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.